You are now tuned in to Mind Games Uncut Radio with your host, Dee Mays.
What's going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of My Games Uncut Radio. It's your host, D Mays. We in the building. How y'all feeling? It is 3:12 a.m. in ATL. Hope everybody's doing well. Y'all know how we do around this time, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And this morning episode is sponsored by BatterUp.com. BatterUp.com is BatterUp, BatterUp.com. You also can go to Amazon and purchase their items on Amazon. That's BatterUp.com. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy. We here making it do what it do this early morning. Couldn't really sleep, so I'm like, let me get up and do something productive. You know what I'm saying? Because you know how we do. So we're going to get into it, y'all. We're gonna really get into it. This morning, I want to talk about some things. So, yeah. Listen, did y'all hear about Charleston White? Charleston White got his ass whooped finally. Some people say it's staged. I believe it was. I think it was real, man. This guy, he run his mouth so much. And I've been telling people, man, Charleston White, you know, it was going to happen sooner or later with this guy. You know what I'm saying? He was at some little, what was it? He's supposed to be a comedian, right? But I don't really believe Charleston White is a comedian. I really believe that he's a troll. You know what I'm saying? The guy's a damn troll. He ran his goddamn mouth too much to the wrong cats, and they went up on the stage and kicked his ass. And my thing is, like somebody was saying, if it was staged, why would you wanna stage something like that? Because then the promoters, who booked those shows, that's a liability risk. Why would you want to have a liability? Like, listen, that make insurance go up. Nobody want to come to the shows because it might be some violence. So I think that shit was real. That little 105-pound troll with one eye got his ass whooped for just talking shit, man. You know what I'm saying? And you know these guys gonna learn, man. They gonna learn the hard way. You can't be out here trolling. Like, he trolled. He take it to the next level, man. Like, he don't have no kind of boundaries. He don't have no kind of boundaries when it comes to talking about people. And sometimes he makes some good points. He make good points sometimes, but at the end of the day, you know, you can't be sit up here somebody gonna kick somebody ass and you got more money than them and all that bullshit. Man, please. That makes no sense to me. Like, why would you say something like that? They gonna call you trying to hit somebody with a mic or I don't know where he picked up some flowers. I don't know what the hell this guy was doing, but he was an embarrassment to himself. I don't even know that joke got in the kids. I hope not. Because Charleston White is a goddamn clown, y'all. He's a goddamn clown. You know what I'm saying? So, I hope that the dude stopped trolling. But he's not going to stop trolling because that's how he make his damn money. You know what I'm saying?
Show is pleased to announce that we now have apparel and other merchandise on sale on our website now. That's right. If you enjoy the positive, conscious messages that the ATLA crew brings to you via radio or our other platforms via social media, we want to encourage you to show your support by donning our apparel. You can shop right now, today, at www.gmfatla.com. Get your merch today, and thank you for your support.
Los Angeles. And like I was saying, you know, Charleston White, he's gonna, you know, unfortunately, man, this probably won't be the last time you're hearing this shit like this. But anyway, let's get into the topic, y'all. So I just wanted to talk about kind of what he was. Well, this whole social media thing, how it affected people's lives. This guy made a good point. I was at a cigar bar, and this guy, this elder was talking. He was talking about how we have let TV, social media, all this dictate the way we think. The way we move, the way we see things. This is not reality, y'all. The way we live now is based on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, X. I mean, formerly Twitter X. Clubhouse and. Hell, even fan base to a certain degree. Make sure y'all go to fan base, check it out. Support fan base. But the point I'm trying to make is this, y'all. We gotta separate fantasy from reality. The internet is not real to a certain degree. When I say that, I'm talking about people, when people post stuff on, like, on, say, let's just say Facebook. Okay. People post shit on Facebook that they really don't have. Like, I will post something. I could post something about positive images of our people, right? And you might get, probably on a good day, maybe 40 to 50 people that like it, or even a couple of comments, right? But let me post something about partying, toxic relationships, and gossip, celebrity gossip. God damn it, I tell you, I have hundreds of damn likes, hundreds of comments, because people like bullshit. People like bullshit, man. And that's the reality. That's the reality we live in. People have been dumbed down. by technology to a certain degree. This is a fact. I tell people sometimes even with the internet, with Pornhub and shit like that, man, if you go and look at people's history and shit, you'd be surprised at stuff that people be looking up. People are sick in this country. People are sick in this world. You think I'm lying, right? This shit is real, y'all. Look at good example. We talked about this before, right? If you check people's DM or check their inboxes, you will find all kind of people sending each other messages, people hooking up. Yeah. Ask your mate, ask your girlfriend, boyfriend, ask your husband, your wife. Hey, let me look in your inbox. Let me see if you got an inbox. Even if you're just playing around, let me check your DM. I guarantee you, everybody got pretty much. Majority of people got something to hide. That's a goddamn fact. And y'all know I'm telling the truth. We speaking truth to power this morning. Because the thing is, it's easy. Think about it. You go to high school with somebody. I knew somebody who went to high school with somebody, right? And this guy didn't never pay this person no mind in high school. Actually used to pick at this person. This person ended up, you know, looking pretty decent once they got out of high school, whatever, right? So dude don't hit her up. He's married. Couple of kids. She got caught up in that bullshit. Started reminiscing about the high school days and how she had a crush on the guy. And yeah, one thing led to another. You know, he went in there and you know, hit that damn thing and she fell in love with him or had feelings, and guess what? He wasn't going to leave his wife. He wasn't going to leave his kids. You feel me? Hey, man. That was on her. You know what I'm saying? That was on her, so.
Hi, it's Mimi from Mimi Cares Personal Care. We are currently accepting new clients. A few benefits of Mimi Cares is that we are affordable. We help the client become more comfortable at home with personal one-on-one care. Services that we provide is skilled and non-skilled nursing, companion care, COVID care, assistance with meals and nutrition, and some transportation services. You can reach us at mimicarespersonal.org. The office phone is 678-973-9782. Again, mimicarespersonal.org. Thank you. Hi, it's me.
Yeah, man. I mean, she messed herself up with that. And you set yourself up for failure. And that's the type of thing the internet, social media have done to people. I'm pretty sure people have gotten to altercations. People, listen, they said even with the 2020 elections, y'all, they use Facebook mainly to sway people to vote for goddamn Joe Biden. You remember they take Donald Trump off of Facebook? Yeah, man. So remember, social media don't have to follow the Constitution. Yeah. A lot of people don't know that. Yeah. This is real talk, y'all. You can look it up for yourself. These people are like God. They can dictate the way you think and the way you move. And people don't even realize we give them the power to do whatever they want. Matter of fact, when you get an app, you download an app, they always ask you about terms, you know, their terms and conditions and all that, right? And they like, do you agree to this? Do you agree to that? And guess what? Don't listen. Look at some of that shit. Don't agree to all of it because you giving them access to have control of your page. Like, listen. You know all these folks still, I guess people still doing this shit. I don't know. I'm pretty sure they do. Y'all be sending these dick pictures and these pussy pictures and Next thing you know, we end up somewhere else. You know why? Because who you think keeps that information? Who you think keep that information? The goddamn Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and all that. Yeah. They keep up. These people monitor everything we say and do. YouTube the same goddamn way. They limit you to say certain things. Just like TikTok, which is crazy to me. I be on TikTok. I had to be so damn careful what I say. I be speaking in codes. And, you know, it's other people can say what the hell they want. You know, you can't talk about certain alphabet people. You can't talk about certain small has a real estate agents. But they can post shit from World Star. Say the N-word all day. You know what I'm saying? Down disrespect women all day. And they don't say shit about that. Because we as a people do not put the pressure on these platforms to tell them, look, we don't want to see that shit. We don't want to see our people disrespect. But it's social media. It's all a game, y'all. It's all a goddamn game. And it's a part of the plan. If you ain't figured that out by now. But yeah, what do I know? I'm just a podcaster. I'm just on this radio show. Dropping jewels. But everybody need to detox from social media for about a good 2 to 3 weeks. And if you can detox for a month, that would be great. Matter of fact, I know some people who never ever got on social media to a certain degree. You know what I'm saying? They never been on Facebook, they never been on Instagram or nothing like that. And they don't know what the hell folks be talking about. If they hear it, they had to hear it on the radio or something. You know what I'm saying? And everybody want to be a podcaster. That shit is crazy to me, man. But anyway, y'all, I'm about to get off this damn thing. And yeah, you know how we do. I'm trying to be consistent with it. You know, one time out the week, mainly Thursday. I was doing Mondays and Thursdays, but we'll try to get back on Mondays and stuff. I'll try my best to. Yeah, do Monday, man. But I was so tied up. I had a little event to host. You know what I'm saying? Your boy doing all kind of shit. But make sure y'all follow me on YouTube, My Games Uncut Podcast. Subscribe to the channel. Make sure y'all follow me on My Games Uncut Radio here on Spotify. And yeah, and yo, TikTok, make sure y'all check me out on My Games Uncut Podcast on TikTok. I'll be having a review. I think the Left the World Behind, that's the name of the movie. Hold on, make sure I'm saying it right, y'all. Let me see, Lee. Yeah, I think it's, Leave the World Behind. Pretty good movie. The ending was bullshit. And a lot of people didn't want to. some people didn't want to watch it because of the Obamas was executive producers. They put money behind it. Yeah, that shit was funny to me. But yeah, pretty interesting movie. Make you think. The stuff I'm talking about on this radio show before. So yeah, y'all check it out. Leave the World Behind on Netflix. It came out December the 8th. Just check it out. Let me know what y'all think, y'all. And that being said, I'm out of here. Peace.